This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And thank you so much, Jamie, for filling in, my brother, for my absence. And glad to have you on board today.
Glad to be back.
We don't have Brian, though. Brian disappeared. Big man disappearing. How the hell does that happen?
All that weight he's losing.
Yeah, he's disappeared right out of here. But it's you and me, and it's good to finally do a show with you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while.
And I tell you what, folks, a little bit of my personal side. Had a little operation with my wife, cancer operation, breast cancer, and everything went great. And I really strongly recommend every woman out there to get tested early. Just get checked up. Just get checked up, ladies. It's well worth it. And, you know, it's something that I think that, you know, you want to stay on top of. You want to stay on top of, and you want to get this thing taken care of. And, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And we caught it early. And knock on wood, everything's going to be all right. So we appreciate all the prayers out there. And thank you, Jamie, for thinking of me and my family. So I appreciate that as well. And I know you're battling stuff with your mom, too. So, you know, my prayers are always with you guys as well.
Appreciate that, Jono.
Folks, a little bit on the Steve Asmussen side there. I was reading this while a couple days ago, and you know, he's in trouble by not paying his groomsmen, his help, thousands and thousands of dollars. And you know what? This is not the first one that's doing this. And, folks, I don't get this. I really don't get this. And this is for that emailer that emailed, I think Sandy emailed last week or week and a half ago about how do I find a good trainer. And, you know, here's the gig here. They can tell you, hey, you know what? This is going to cost me this much. I got to pay out my groomsmen, my walker, my morning jock, and all this stuff. You know what? I want to see everything. I want to go to the barn. I want to see every. And you know what? Go there when he's not expecting you either. You know, just go there, or he or she. Just check out the barn. Check out the people. Because you know what? If he's not paying his people, all right, he's pocketing that money, and you're not getting quality work out of these groomsmen, which I don't even blame the groomsmen. I don't blame them for not, you know what? I'm not getting paid. If you don't get paid, Jamie, how do you work?
You don't.
You don't work good, do you?
No. Not at all.
And if he's got you by the balls by telling you, hey, you know what, I'm going to pay you in 2 weeks, you gotta keep working. You got to keep working because that you got to wait for the 2 weeks.
Sure.
So, you know, people like this, and then they're charging the owners so much dollars. I had Steve Asmussen as my trainer. I had him with Missing Jackie, and I tell you, I fired Steve. No offense to Steve, but maybe, you know, it just wasn't working out. I didn't see the win column, and I wasn't about to keep paying $115, $120 a day for a trainer that's got a big name.
I was going to ask you what his day rate was, number
one.
Well,
it was about $115 to $120 a day that I was paying him. And I remember talking to Steve one time about, hey, what if I want to claim a horse down in Sam Houston? Is there a problem because you have a lot of family that runs down there? And he said, I'll claim off my mother. That's what he told me.
He's obsessed with winning.
So I don't mind it. I love that, actually. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care for paying $115, $120 for a horse that you keep telling me that's got a shot, but you're running in a maiden special weight at Gulfstream Park, and it's finishing sixth and seventh, and that's not what we signed up for. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a shot with the horse, give the horse up. That's a sign of, like, I had Dwayne Lucas, too. And Dwayne Lucas told me, hey, you know what? I think we ought to move out of, which one was that? Holy Armenia. I had a horse named Holy Armenia. And Dwayne Lucas said, you know what, Jono? I can't work with him. He's not to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave that up. He gave that every day. Feed up that, you know, 100, I think his was about $127 a day. And he said, Jono, I can't work with him. Take him out of here. Let's board him up and send him somewhere where he can win. And you want trainers like that. I know you had to pay a little bit, but what the hell? I mean, at least he's straight up with you and he's not going to bankrupt you.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, number one, let's address this Asmussen thing. Number one, you were referring to the case with Chad Brown a couple weeks prior, I think.
Right.
My biggest thing with this Asmussen deal is this isn't the first time that he's been popped for unfair pay and not paying people. It's not the second time. This is the third time. Both previous times he settled out of court, I think it was like 2016 and 2013, something like that.
Okay.
At one point as the – and I mean, I'm – you know, I'm not an attorney and I'm not a judge, but at what point does the U.S. District Court not let him settle out of court and, hey, let's, you know, if he's done it once, he's done it twice, he's done it the third time now, at what point do we, is there some teeth in the law and we make this guy not only pay, but, you know.
Well, the Department of Labor in New York just moved in and said, you know what, enough's enough, you're going to get sued now.
It's really interesting, too, to see who is a You see who his attorney is?
No.
Clark Brewster. Clark Brewster owns a lot of horses with him.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty interesting. But
well, you see, I would have a problem with that.
$1.6 million is a lot of money. We're not talking about $1,600 here. We're talking about $1.6 million in back wages.
Okay. Okay. If you're an owner, aren't you a little bit more pissed off at him? Because all this money that you've been paying him on a monthly basis has been going towards his help and all this and all that. Well, he hasn't been paying his help.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pocketing that money. So why would the owner be in cahoots with him?
And no offense to anybody, but I think $120 a day is exorbitant for any trainer. I don't care if you're Bob Baffert, if you're Wayne Lucas, if you're Jerry Hollendorfer, if you're Steve Asmussen, if you're whoever. Where's that money going?
Right. And
you know, I mean,
well,
when you got just, I mean, you start, if you're a numbers person, this stuff goes through your head. If you got 150 head of horse at 120 a day,
right?
Where's the money going? You're obviously not paying your employees.
Well, most of the time with these big time trainers, they've got another semi big trainer underneath them at each
assistants
track that are overlooking the process. And
but who are you paying to train your horse? Whose name's on that piece of paper? That's my point.
You're right.
Is he physically touching that horse every day?
Not at all. But he's getting a phone call supposedly every day on what the horse is doing, and maybe not every day, but every 2-3 days he should be getting a little rundown on X-Kalis like Dwayne Lucas did, and mm-hmm. and find out what's going on. But what it sets up for is when you have the Pletchers, when you have the Dwayne Lucas's, when you have the Baffords, when you have the Asmussen, it sets you up for the big races. It sure sets you up for some sort of respectability that your horse is now considered possibly in that two-year-old breed that may have a shot at that ultimate breeding ground of the Kentucky Derby, Triple Crown threat. In any case, you know, it is what it is. And again, going back to that email a week and a half ago that I set out, you know, you gotta know these people. You gotta go there. You gotta look at the barn. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And just don't go by name. I tell you what, I hit it off with Dwayne Lucas. He's the only guy I know. He's the only guy I know. I gotta tell you this. I've said it before. I went to Keeneland. I'm kicking back at Keeneland. I'm watching the races up top with Dwayne. We're having dinner and everything, and he's up there making a bet on every race. And I go, "What'd you play?" And he said, "Well, I played it all." And I go, "What do you mean you played it all?" He goes, "Jono, on the Superfecta, I played a 10-cent Superfecta. I boxed all the horses." I go, "You box all the horses in every race?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm always looking for that one big hit." And I go, "Jesus Christ, now I know how come I'm always paying $127 a day." And he laughed. Mm-hmm. And he's got such great stories with him and Bobby Knight and stuff. The guy still remembers me. The guy still remembers me. I love it. I love it. And you know what? That's what it's all about. And you mentioned, what's his name?
Jerry Hollendorfer.
He's taking a lot of hit right now. He's taking a lot of hit right now with California Racing. And I don't know. Is it his fault? Is it his fault those horses are going down?
I think here's what I think when I sit back and I look at the grand scheme of things. Number one, this is his fourth horse out of the 30 out of Santa Anita have broken down.
Right.
Okay, so what is that, like 15% or something like that, roughly? I don't know.
Can I stop you there for 1 second? I ran at Indiana Downs maybe in 2007, back-to-back, two nights in a row with a Prescott on my horse. Both horses snapped their legs.
Oh, my God.
And they were laying on the track. Tommy, legit, Tommy Tryon, great guy. Tommy would never hurt a horse. Okay, it just happened. It just happened, all right? Two horses back to back. And you know what Rodney said? He goes, "No offense, you guys may have the better horses and all this and all that, but I'm not riding your horses anymore because I may be bad luck for your horses, so I'm not going to ride your horse." But again, that's two horses. You just mentioned four in a meet. Okay, go on.
So what I think is, you know, you sit back and you look at the whole grand scheme of things, and the people that put the ruling down is the Stronach Group, who owns Santa Anita, Golden Gate Fields, just to name a few of the tracks that they own. But what I think is there was an axe to grind. I think that all this was happening, they needed a scapegoat, and they needed somebody to make an example out of, and Hollendorfer just happened to fit the bill.
That's what I said on my thing.
But I also think that there might be a portion of the story we're not hearing. Hollendorfer's awfully tight-lipped in this whole deal. Who knows that he didn't go in and have it out with the Stronach Group, and then they had the axe to grind with him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is there more to the story than just a horse breaking down?
But is there more? Are you saying that was there any chemicals used into the horse? That's
right.
That's what I want to know. Because if there is, yes, I'll say, okay,
does he have sore horses? Is he injecting everything? What's going on out there?
I get that. But still, I still feel it's still coincidence when you get four horses that fall apart.
But to me, it's bigger than those four. There's been 30 that have been, you know, have gone down at that trick. What's the common denominator in the whole deal? Santa Anita Racetrack.
Right.
At what point do we hold Stronach accountable, which the meet's over now, but at what point do we hold them accountable? Number one, the biggest issue we got now is the biggest horse racing festival in the world is going to happen at Santa Anita November 2nd.
Breeders' Cup. A black eye.
Now, I did read an article today that the Breeders' Cup Commission is having a meeting today, and I haven't seen anything on the internet. I don't know if you have or not, but I would imagine we're going to get some kind of statement from the Breeders' Cup Commission about
whether they'll move it.
Churchill Downs, I think, is where it'll be. And the only reason I'll tell you that is because I checked rates. I was in Louisville last weekend, and I checked rates, and they were triple the price that weekend of what they normally are. It's normally like $120 a night to stay at a hotel near Churchill Downs. They were almost $500 a night for that weekend. So they know something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know. I thought they may, you know, try Del Mar instead of Santa Anita and keep it in California.
I don't know. I think.
That's still revenue coming in.
Sure, for the state of California.
For the state of California.
I think if they do make the ruling to take it to Churchill, that the California Racing Commission will come in and say, hey, wait a minute. We have a track that is...
It's a beautiful track.
Oh, it's absolutely
gorgeous. Del Mar is gorgeous.
But the only thing I will tell you is that that is November 2nd is the end. I think, doesn't their meet end or begin, the winter or fall meet at Churchill begin right then? And they run through like Thanksgiving.
Something like that.
The day after Thanksgiving is the Clark Handicap, I think.
Something like that.
What my point is,
because
they're set up. They had the Breeders' Cup there last year. I think they're set up and prepared to do it again. And it's just like the lesser of two evils. It just makes so much sense to move it there.
But it's so crappy, though.
When was the last time you were there?
No. I don't mean crappy as in the track.
I mean the weather.
Weather-wise, sure. I've raced in there for the October 31st, the Gould race or whatever, it's all white horses. I raced in that, and by the way, I won that by 16 lengths. Can you believe that? I couldn't even see the second, but King Knocker won that. And it just gets a little colder.
It does get colder
in that time of period. And I don't know if you want to bring in horses in all around the world at that time, because you're going to definitely be possibly getting off grass. The grass is going to be, there's a lot of stuff that comes along with the weather too. I'm not talking about
I agree with you.
Churchill itself, but
they've made a lot of improvements there in the last couple years.
There's no doubt about it.
They can't do anything about the weather.
No, they can't do anything about the weather. That's why I think if they're going to move anything, I would move it to Del Mar.
Sure.
If Santa Anita's could be the Bermuda Triangle of horse racing right now, let's move it down to Del Mar. It'll still be.
Have you been there?
I've been there once, and I couldn't stay there the whole time because the wife was with me, and she's not a happy camper when it comes to horses. Now, when the whole slot machine comes around at Fairmont Park, hey, honey, you could go to the slot machine and stay there, hang out there, do your thing, and I'll do my thing with the horses. It's going to be really damn good. It's going to be great, actually.
It's going to be awesome.
Doesn't that work out great? Absolutely. I mean, if you don't like the horses, go do your slot machine. Play that for 2-3 hours. I'll do my thing.
Can I tell you something? When was the last time you were at Indiana Grand, which is Indiana Downs? Were you there when they had the slots?
You know what? I'll be honest. I've never been there.
Okay, so
I've never been there.
The first time I went there a year ago, I walk in and we were claiming a horse that day. And we walk in and I'm like, where in the hell is everybody? You know, Fairmont, you get to Fairmont on a Tuesday and there's people out there enjoying the beers and the hot dogs and just taking in everything.
Right.
I walk out into their like grandstand area and I go, wait a minute, is there racing today? And then I walk into the casino and I go, oh my God, there's old people beating each other with canes trying to get on machines.
Right.
And it's all the casino is where it's at. People aren't there for the horse racing. Right. It's not like Fairmont.
No.
But it's a super, super nice place. It's clean. The racing's good. The purses are good, but the casino's full. The grandstand's not. I mean, if you watch it on TV, you see the same thing. There's nobody there.
No. Do you think there's going to be sports betting coming up in the future too? I'd love to have poker rooms there too, man, down the line.
I think Gary Henson would love to have poker rooms too.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Gary.
He'd never leave.
That. Yeah. And that's if you're Fontbon listening, Gary Henson just does that for entertainment purposes only. He just gives all that money back to the people. Anything he wins.
He's a real humanitarian.
Yeah. All right. We don't have our big guy for our weather, so I did our own little weather. So it's sunny. It's beautiful. So, hell, you're going to have a good time. It's Saturday night. Saturday night.
Big night.
Saturday night. And it seems like we got six horse. No four horse fields, thank God. I hate seeing that, man. I mean, you can't make any goddamn money with four horse fields. But in any case, we seem like we're ready to roll for Saturday night. And let's start off with the first race here. And the first race, we've got a maiden claiming 4,000 going 6 furlongs. And I went with the four horse here. I'm sorry. I got the four horse marked off, actually. I'm looking at Mike, the three horse, gets the GED diploma tonight, folks. I got the three horse on top, and I'll tell you why. Last time out, ran this race, took second place. I think the horse dropped from maiden special weight, felt very comfortable at this level here. And I think with Molina, Dwayne Wells here at a 2-1, Dwayne Wells has been doing good, 18% clip. Mm-hmm. Molina has been on this horse 4 or 5 times, knows this horse well. And the horse is on the drop. Last time out, felt a little comfortable at the spot. Looking at Mike, gets the job done in my eye here. What do you got here, my man?
I love looking at Mike. I'm with you. I think the horse dropped out of the maiden special against Tudor's Charge, and Be Salty. Stallone's another one in there that I think that horse just won Tuesday. Drops in maiden claiming 4. You know, I'd go as far as saying I think this is all 3-2. What are your thoughts?
You like
there?
3-2?
I like Droop's MDB to run behind. Looking at Mike. I love that sire too for 5,000 algorithms.
You know what though? I'll tell you this, Jamie. Mm-hmm. At this level, you've run 16 starts. You've had 16 plays right now. Throw the sire completely out. It doesn't matter who your dad is, who your grandpa is, mm-hmm. or anything like that. You haven't shown any sign of being anywhere. I'm still not buying into the Droop's MDP here. He's run third. One time here in since last year, since June 5th of 2018, and I don't know how many were in that race. 6 were in that race. I'm not convinced on this. If I'm going to the window, I'm just making a one horse play here, and this one window play, and this is the looking at Mike, the three horse. If you're gonna do anything, play the daily double. I'm not too sure on this four. The four is dropping in tag, honey do list. It's getting the value at 8-5. I don't know. The morning lines got him at 8-5, but Fridley hasn't done much at maiden special weight or maiden claiming. Maiden claiming 38 starts and 0%. That doesn't do me anything here. The barn's not good at this level. You know what? I'm selling.
You're going to play a flat 3-to-win.
Flat 3-to-win or flat 3 with a daily double looking for the second leg of this race here.
You don't give any love to the 6. I know you love the horse's brother.
Shrimp's brother and I.
Shrimp's in the next race.
Yeah, I know. I tell you right now, man, there's a lot of shrimps out there at Fairmont
there's
Park.
There's a lot of shrimps and there's a lot of attacks.
Yeah. And you know what? First time in Lasix, but you've had horrible workouts. I can't see it. And Arietta and Childers.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Anything.
So McCroskey and Childers team up, and they've got all these attack horses out of Forest Attack.
Okay.
Did they run out of attack names? Now they're going to start naming their horses Shrimp.
Yeah, where the hell does that come from?
I don't know. This is Shrimp's brother. Are we get, who are we going to get next? Shrimp Egg Foo Young?
I would go with Tiger Shrimp.
Tiger Shrimp.
I like Tiger Shrimp. Tiger Shrimp is delicious. On a skewer? Are you kidding me?
Here's the deal. We're going to just have to continue to watch and see if there's any more shrimps out there, because we've got Shrimp and Shrimp's brother now, along with 5 million you know attacks.
You know what? Don't even listen to them. Don't even listen to McCroskey. I tell you what, you keep naming your horses Shrimp because it just keeps making me hungry for shrimp. I like shrimp anyway.
All right, so we're going to play the three flat to win this first race.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm looking at okay, here. That's what I'm looking at here. Let's move on to the second race here. We got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And you know what? I'd like this. And, you know, I know you got a – I know you're leaning towards this, but I like the 6-horse Rosie's Flame. And I'll tell you why here. Rosie's Flame – just ran a maiden claiming 4,000, 1/3. Now, the barn, this is what I like to see from the barn. The barn thinks highly of the horse. They move the horse up. Instead of putting the horse in a claiming 3,200 for possibly a 2 life or something like that, they move this horse up because they think that this horse has got something in it. They move it to allowance optional claiming 10,000. Now, this is a big... this is a big haul, my friends. This is a real jump here. And the barn thinks highly of this horse. The horse runs a respectable race. It gets a 58 buyer on it, and it loses by 8.5 or something like that. Elizabeth Thurman gets the mount here. I think she's the type of jockey that'll have this thing moving in the right direction here. I like this horse. I like this horse because I'm looking at the rest of the field, maiden claiming 4,000. Maiden claiming 4,000, claiming 1,000, claiming 4,000 to life, mm-hmm. Claiming 6,200 to life at Arlington on synthetic. I'm throwing that right out. Look, everything I'm looking at here, you got a barn here that took a shot, thinking that this horse has got a good shot and moving in the right direction. I like Rosie's Flame, and by the way, the 5-horse is Shrimp. So I'm backing off the Shrimp, but I'm going with Rosie's Flame. Rosie's Flame with a skewer of Shrimp. That's what I'm thinking here. I like the 6 on top here with Jimmy Watkins. He'll have this horse going in the right direction. You, my man, fill me in.
All right. I think I'm with you on the 6. I like the 6.
What was that good stuff that I mentioned, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he really looks like the horse that's moving in the right direction.
Here's the angle I'll give you on the 6. I love this angle. So the 6 last race out went a mile 20, mile 20, mile 20, mile 20.
Last 4 or 5, right? Last 4, it's went a mile. Now it's so going now it's going short.
Now he dials it back to a sprint race. You put Lizzie Thurman on, who's... you know, she's really, really improving. She's been hot in the last couple weeks. Her and her boyfriend, Javier Diego, have been hot. I like the move here. She's ridden the horse before. I know she gets on the horse in the morning sometimes. I like the 6. I think another horse you got to pay attention to, though, is the 2. It's a Childers horse with this Javor Simpson up.
Philly from Illy.
It starts pretty high up, running maiden claiming 20, 15, goes down to 10, then runs for 4 in June.
You know why I backed off this one?
Why'd you back off?
Because it's a maiden claiming state bred 4,000, which I don't. This is the type of horse that I think is the bottom of the barrel, that the state bred Illinois 4,000, I think, is like drinking natty.
Okay.
I think it's the bottom of the barrel beer here.
The horse you picked is a state bred Illinois horse.
I get that, but okay. then when you're looking at that allowance optional claiming 10,000, I'm looking at that as respect.
I got
and
you.
That the maiden claiming that it won by 3.5 lengths, it was no state bred race there. It ran just maiden claiming 4,000, and then they move it up to allowance optional claiming 10,000, where I think that that was a little bit tougher than any of these horses I've seen out here.
I agree with you there.
Oh, shit. What the hell did I run over here? All right. So
so you like the, we like the six. We can agree on
that. I like the
that.
Six. So can we make a nice little pact here that maybe our daily double, our strong daily double, we can go with a three, possibly six. A 3-6 and load up on that with a $20 daily double here?
Absolutely.
You like that too?
I do like that.
All right. Then that's it then. That's the play of the day here on our daily double and our first race. Let's go with a daily double, 3-6. Okay. All right. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three. We've got a, where the hell is race number three here for me? Race number three. I got a maiden claim. A lot of maiden claiming 4,000 here. Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is a 6-furlong race here. And, I like the two horse. I like the two horse here. How the hell do you say that? Mamie. Okay. I like Mamie. And Mamie to me, look, here's the angle I'm looking at here. Last race out, it had Diego on the horse. The race before that, it had Ritana. It pulled up. It walked off the track here, but it wasn't something serious. That was May 28th. So maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, the horse comes back. It might have got clipped. It may have took a bad step. Nothing major. The horse comes back and runs it. And Diego loves to go to the front. That's how this horse like. That's how this jockey likes to take the horses out there. And he's going to take this horse to the front again. There's not a whole lot of speed here. Mamie beat the one horse here, the 8-5 horse.
Helen May's song.
Helen's May's song. Victor Santiago horse here. I just think that Javier takes this horse out to the front again. Doesn't look back at 9-2 is what I'm looking at. If you're basing everything on the second race back, you know what? Why battle? Why hurt the horse to get 6th or 7th? You know, they pulled up, walked off, said we've had enough. No mas, like Roberto Duran. Let's save it for another day. They came back a week and a half, 2 weeks later, not even 2 weeks, and they run a very competitive race. And Mamie took 2nd by 2. I think this horse is a lot better than the 9-2 horse on paper right now. Give it to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on Mamie. I think it's interesting to point out this is the second time. I'm going to go to the four here, give you a little bit. This is the second time this horse has been out at Fairmont Park. I think four thousand is the right level for this horse. I think if the one and the two hook up, which they should, because Diego likes to ride on the front. Santiago really likes to ride on the front too. And you know, that's the only, it looks to me like that's the only other speed horse in
well,
the race.
Well, you've got this 5-horse. I don't even know the name of this damn track that it's coming. It's come from Fontbonne College. I don't know where
Fonner Park.
Yeah. I've never been there. I don't even know where the hell that is. Then you got CLS. I don't know where CLS is. And mind you, folks, I've raced all across this country with all my horses. I've never heard of, HBO, FNO, CLS. Now I've heard of
Prairie Meadows,
of course, but you're talking tracks that I'd never even heard of, and it's done very well at these CLS, Fontbonne College, and HBO. What I don't know these tracks. I'm sorry. Do you?
I mean, I know Fonner. I know Prairie Meadows.
Oh, of course, yeah.
HPO, like, is that Hipodromo? Is that Chile? Is that what that is?
No, in Chile, it would have only like the last number. It wouldn't have all these numbers
somebody,
in between.
If somebody knows what HPO is, email us. Please.
Yeah, email us. Let us know where the hell that is, because I didn't even know where FON was. I thought that was Fontbonne College that they ran at between periods. I thought Gary Henson hopped on a horse with his hockey team and they ran these horses. No, I have no idea. No idea at all.
It's a 7-year-old maiden running for maiden four. So
it's a competitive horse, that's for sure. I mean, it's run maiden claiming 10,000, but I don't know the track. I've never heard of the track or anything.
I don't know. I wonder if that's...
Well, you got a new...
CLS is like a state fair or something.
I have no idea. You got Dean Drake here on the... He's the trainer. Never heard of him. Alvin Ortiz, he's been having a hell of a meet so far. He's at 20% clip. But again, folks, I can't really endorse a horse coming in from tracks that I have no idea what the hell they are. And I don't think they're a stronger track than we are. So I just don't think they are.
I have to disagree with whoever wrote this line. You make this horse 9 to 5, and no offense, but we play a lot of money at a lot of different tracks. I never heard of two of these tracks.
Right. I think Bobby makes these lines, he graduated from Fontbonne College.
No, Bobby actually graduated from a college in Ohio.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, but I just wanted to give
Why you got to mess with Bobby, man?
I don't know. I could just hear him now. What the hell is that all about? What the hell are you doing? I ain't graduated from Fontbonne College. What the hell are you saying? All right. Here we go. We're going to move on to the fourth race. What do you got for us here? We got fourth race, 3,200, 6 furlong. And we got one horse here at 5 to 2. The morning line favorite is Rejoice and Be Glad. What do you say about that one?
Pretty nice horse coming off a second to Dr. Wing Kai.
Lost by a nose.
Previous race it ran, it was in pretty tough.
Ran an allowance optional claiming 5,000
against Kalispell, Country Assets, and Lion Love. Probably way over its head in that race.
You know,
this is the right level for this horse for sure. Non-2 of 2019 or non-4 life for 32. This is the right level for this horse.
What is up with O'Halloran? I mean, he runs these like a sweatshop. I mean, this pink for me is run like what, a week ago?
Yeah, you know what? He thinks pink for me's hot. Just won by 1.5.
The picture's
still hot from when they printed it out.
I mean, what's his name? Jim's still printing out the picture from the last race.
So he puts this horse in, but he also has the 3 in, Waddle. And interestingly enough, I don't know, Arietta rode this horse into the winner's circle last Saturday. Now Arietta jumps on Waddle and Molina jumps on Pink for me.
Yeah, it's strange, I tell you. It's strange, but if Pink
Christy, let us know what's going on.
If Pink for me is healthy and she ready, wins. And which...
She wins,
yeah. I like Pink for me, I think, but I would have liked to see at least 4 or 5 more day rest, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're right back in it. I think they think it's harness season.
Used to be a harness track.
No, but all right, enough with the jokes. I'm going with a 1-2-2-1. I think Pink for me will be a little short here, maybe a little tight from that last race still, but you know what, they're notorious for that. Mm-hmm. These guys always well, that last race was June 8th and then gave it a little rest, and yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't throw the 5 out of this. Harry
Lynch. Let's look at it.
Runaway Gal. Runaway Gal. Runs July 11th, 2019, winner with Javor Simpson. And by the way, let's give credit where credit's due. 17 of 99, 49 of 99 in the money. This kid's riding pretty good, man.
Right,
you know,
right. And still under the radar.
He's still kind of under the radar. But I do like this Runaway Gal a little bit. I think if the speed breaks down in front of it, the race breaks down, this horse could pick up the pieces and win the race, honestly. What do you think?
Well, I also think if we're also talking about unusual suspects here, maybe we ought to throw in maybe a suspect, the mm-hmm. 6 horse with a weight being carried by Walfero Lopez of 114.
Gets the bug weight.
If you look at February of last year, of 2018, at Oaklawn Park, ran open at 62.50, running the slightest with Prescott on the horse here at 116,
mm-hmm.
it won. It won. Now it's running at 114.
Beat a couple nice horses. Corinthian's Glory is a really nice open 6250 horse down there.
And I think you may have to, you know, if you're going to play a pick three, pick four here to start off your pick four or whatever, it may be a nice horse to throw in there at possibly a 10-1 look here, because everyone's going to be jumping on the one and two.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to throw that at you, too.
All right. I'm with you there.
I mean, why not? Why not? Why the hell not? Let's move on to the fifth race, and we got our first route race here going a mile 70. Oh, guess what? Another GED non-graduate class here of maiden claiming 4,000. And let's see what we got here. We've got a... We got seven in this field. What do you like in this one?
You know what? I like the one, Bob's Brass Dancer. Santiago gets the mount here.
You know, you look like a Bob's Brass Dancer. I bet if you were at a club, you would be a Bob's Brass Dancer. You would be that type of dancer.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So yeah, I like Bob's Brass Dancer because I would be a Bob's Brass Dancer, apparently.
I love the nightlife. I love to boogie.
I think you have to, let's see. Who do you like?
I like Cheeto. I like Cheeto or Chettle. I think it got beat by Bob last time out, but I think Bob did some disco moves on him.
I just have so much. I just can't take money out of my pocket and bet Steve Fridley. I'm sorry.
Right. I get that. I get that. That's like me with Foxworth.
I don't know him. He might be a nice guy, but
Foxworth came back to haunt me with me eating my shoe. He got that Muckadin, whatever the hell that
Tocktum Road.
That damn thing ruined my cold exactly with the 4-5.
Yeah.
I even had to put the picture up with me biting into my damn shoe.
Mutoctum Road.
I can't believe that. Out of all the races, you know what? That Foxworth always does that to me. He always comes through with some long shot or something that always ruins my day. I really thought that four had a great chance of winning that race. Should have won that race. But you know what? With Maximum Security losing at 1-20, 1-20. Who the hell would bet a 1-20 horse, by the way?
Yeah.
So if I lost with that four horse there, what was his name? What's that horse's name? Was that, the hell. I forgot the horse's name, but it was, forget it. But I know I had the 4-5. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. He's 3-1. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're so right. I don't know. I just thought this is probably as even as you could get here on the horses that are. And for one thing, you've got Bob's Brass Dancer that's went long. And one time it's went long at this distance, and it went mile 70, took second. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this field here. You got Red on Tap, went 1 mile, third by 10. Didn't go that long, okay? Then you got Key Voyage, went long 2018, October 31st. That is my date of birth. I went to the park. Anyway, it got fifth by 22. Mm-hmm. And then you got the five here. If anything here, I'm looking at Summer Seashell. Elizabeth Thurman has been great on route racing too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to put that into the mix here. Okay, you know what? That's my – screw that. Screw that Chattel, Cheetle, whatever the hell the horse's name is. I'm buying into and you know what? Let's make a trifecta box here. Let's go with the one, Bob's Brass Dancer with Duncan Wilsey. He's at 4%, by the way, with Victor Santiago. That's not too promising there.
It's 4% higher than Fridley.
Yeah. Then we got Summer Seashell, 13 starts with Steel Fridley, nothing, Elizabeth Thurman. Then we got Duncan Wilsey again at 4% with what the hell is this? Just a two-horse, two-trainer race here?
Fridley has Cheadle, Summer Seashell. That's it. Wilsey has Bob's Brass Dancer and Sunny Kitten.
Well, how many does Wilsey? How many does Wilsey
has have? Two. Fridley has two. Robert Pompel has one. Mike Durham has one.
Ellis has one.
And Leonard Ellis has one. Is it Leonard Ellis?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Leonard Ellis. Yeah. Leonard Ellis with Walfera Lopez, which, you know what? That 114 may play a big role in this one, too.
Especially going a route.
A route with unproven horses here, too. Mm-hmm. You know what, folks? If you want, keep an eye out for this jockey this night. I mean, you never know. We're talking not so good horses here. I think the weight does play a role in it as well. All right? So let's move on to the sixth race. We got a 6 furlong allowance.
My favorite
race here. And talk to me. What you got?
Okay. So here's what we got. So I absolutely love the two. Gone Ghost. Probably my favorite horse at Fairmont, other than the ones that I own and pay for.
What makes you love it, though? I just want to know that.
I've watched this horse since 2017 and just always liked the horse. The way it runs, when it wins convincingly. It's always pretty close.
Always gives everything it's got.
The only time it wasn't close, they sent the horse over to Turfway and ran a stake race, and wasn't close.
And two synthetics right there.
No, but I will tell you, and this is one of your angles, this horse does win a lot of state bred races, but it also has won open, you know, in open company. You go all the way back to August 12, 17, and it's beat every horse in this field. Last time out, it got beat by its stable mate, the 3, Gita's Lad. But I feel like this horse will come back and win this race. The 2, and I'll go as far as saying the 2-3. I don't think the 1 belongs in the race. I think it's a little over its head. I think the 6 is over its head. Now, granted, the 4 is a really nice horse, okay?
That's the one I'm looking at.
The 4 is a nice horse, but here's my thing. 4 wins in a row, going for 5. It's not a lightly raised horse. Let's see. 19 days, 10 days, 10 days. This horse is going to come up short. I got a feeling.
All right.
Unless this horse is just a super horse, which, you know, they claimed it for what? The 10,000 back in March from Oakland. I can't see this horse running with Gone Ghost, Gita's Lad.
You know what's really funny is we haven't even mentioned the 5, and the 5 is out of the picture.
The 5 is a classy horse.
It used to be.
It never beats. It never beats the 2 or the 3.
It just not the same horse anymore. I think this horse, I think the entire barn is aging with this horse as well here. I don't think Hammond's the same trainer as he was as well.
Go as far back as back in 2017, 2018, when that horse was running against a horse called D Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
D Rapper's a
right.
D Rapper's a $50,000 horse.
Right.
I think
right.
Danny Caldwell's got the horse now out at what is that in Iowa? Prairie Meadows. He claimed it at Oakland from Mark Crystal for 40.
Right.
And that horse is winning some nice races, winning some stakes races. You're exactly right, though. The 5's definitely not the horse it was a year, even 2 years ago.
If you brought up the 5 maybe 2 years ago, we would have said, wow, you know what? Now we got a good match race here. Mm-hmm. I don't see it anymore. That barn, Sis is doing a lot of the work over there. I think Hammond's aged a lot a bit, and I think Sis Blasters, they've been really working the barn really well.
She's awesome.
She's awesome, and they're doing everything they can to keep that thing floating. And it's tough. I don't think this Purging the Stone the same horse it used to be.
Now
I
missed this. I didn't catch this on this other page, but this is another horse. I'm not sure what happened. What about the 7? You remember this horse? We were there the day it ran the stake race at Fairmont, I believe. Was it a stake race at Fairmont?
Well, it would have been on here, wouldn't it? I don't see any.
Stake race. The Southern Illinois sophomore.
June 26th.
Remember how hard it rained that day? We had all the people from
sloppy. It was sloppy.
Remember, we had all the people from the Larry Rice Center sitting at our table that day under the tent.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
I think one of them grabbed your drink and drank it, and I didn't say anything to you, and you grabbed that drink right back and started drinking it.
You're a real trooper.
You're a real trooper because you didn't say anything about it.
So here's what I'll tell you about this horse, though. You go back, and it gets beat by a horse called Sir Anthony. That's a grade three winner down at Gulfstream Park. And then it kind of runs a flat one, fourth by 6.5 main special. Then it goes straight to the lead, wins maiden special weight at Fairmont, goes right to the allowance optional 10, 9-2 life, wins by 4, goes to the allowance 5 conditional race, wins. What happened to this horse? It hasn't fired since then. It's run 2/3. That's it. This horse was a monster last year.
You know what you're looking at here, Jamie? You know what you're looking for here? You're looking for a closer, because now you're looking at the one horse, Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to go there. You're looking at the two.
Two is all Speed.
Wants to go up there.
The three can pick everything up.
But the three is more comfortable being to the front. Mm-hmm. All right? You're looking at the four. Four has to be to the front.
A lot of speed in this race has to
take to the front. The five, purging the stone. Well, it would. I just don't think the purging the stone is the same horse. I think it'll be in the third tier type of.
Who do you think the fastest horse in the race is?
You know what, though?
The four?
I would think right now, I would say Midnight Las Vegas has proved itself to be right there and healthy enough to be at the front. I would say the front horse would probably be Midnight Las Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly kicking myself right now for not going to Oakland and claiming this horse for 10, let alone the 8 that Jason Barker had the
horse in for. I would have loved to claim this horse
on the radar.
Oh, this horse is definitely a trooper. He'll put the war paint on, folks.
Midnight Loot.
But again, the 5, I don't see it. The one that's interesting here that's going to be a little bit, it's out of its class. But if these guys are all dropping Spit here and trying to keep up with one another, don't be fooled here and not look at this 12-1 horse, Son Brown. Son Brown is mm-hmm. the one that will kick back in that second, third tier and just say, okay, knock each other out, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kick back here. I'm not saying it has enough to win, but I definitely think it has enough to get in the trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I like your play there. It could pick the pieces up.
But I don't know. I think Midnight Las Vegas is going to have to work its ass off here, because I think the Becker tag team here is going to really put pressure on Midnight Las Vegas. They're going to make it a little difficult on the four horse. I think they're going to be in cahoots. The three and the two and the three here are going to make things. One's got to play back, and the other one, they're not all gonna bust balls here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see it too, right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, the chemistry's all there, and Becker's a genius when it comes to races like this. He's gonna hold Gone Ghost back a little bit. I think Gone Ghost makes a nice move at the end. It's just got too much class. Two races back, it ran in a grade three, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't put a horse and the. Down, right around the stretch there, it was fourth going into a grade three race. So that's something to think about. This will be a good one. This will definitely be a good one. So let's go with what's your call here?
I'm sticking with Gone Ghost and Gita's Lead.
Okay, I'm going to go with the two. I'm going to go with all. Then I'm going to fire with the four. That's my trifecta ticket here. 2 all 4.
I like that.
And I'll go with 2 all 4, or I'll go with 2 4 all. I'll make 2 tickets like that. All right? Okay. That's what I got. Moving on to the 7th race here. We got a 330-yard sprint, and I'm trying to get, what's his name, Brian. I want to get in the gate with me and him in a 330-yard, not 330 yards, but 330 feet. Sprint between me and him.
What do you think? If we could fit them in that gate,
I think you win.
You got me.
Yeah,
I got you. Got me. What would be the morning line?
1-9.
1-9. I hope I don't fall. Stumble at the gate.
Fall either.
Yeah.
At 1-9.
Yeah, he's got those big strides though.
It'd be like
he's
seen in Happy Gilmore at the end where the big guy's running after Shooter McGavin.
You want to get in on this? You know, 330.
You want me to race you guys?
Well, yeah, but not 330. Not 330, because that's still from here to left field.
If we get in the race,
let's make it 150 feet.
How about 100 yards?
100 yards is a whole football field. You want us to drop dead?
Here's
the hell's wrong with you?
If I'm in the race, I don't like any of your chances.
Oh, I didn't know you were Carl Lewis there, Chief.
I didn't say I was Carl Lewis. I just said I don't like your chances.
You don't like our chances. Your chances. How's that?
You were 1-9. Now I'm 1-9, and you're like, I got to make you like 8-1 now.
8-1?
Yeah.
There's only three horses.
Putting me in the field, though.
All right. You'll be 1-9. I'll be 5-2.
Do I need to show you the video of the last time I was in a race?
Really? You were in a race?
In the parking lot at Roper's Regal Beagle in Godfrey.
I'd like to see that, Chief.
There's video proof of that.
Well, I'd like to put that on our site. How's that?
You can do that.
We'll put that, and I've got a video of me running as well. I beat a couple of guys out here, too, in the parking lot.
I beat a guy that was like 150 pounds. Pure athlete, this guy was.
Really?
Thought he was.
150, you took him on, huh?
Smoked him.
That a boy. Well, maybe you are 1-9 then.
Maybe I am Carl Lewis.
All right, then you're out of the race. It's me and Sasquatch. All right. Let's go back to the race here.
Quarter horse race.
I thought we had something here until you opened your mouth.
Quarter horse race.
All right, quarter horse race. Let me see here. You go first here. I'm still looking here.
I'm going with my man, Chon Barrera. MC
Bet Hammer?
The Beach. MC Bet the Beach. McBet the Beach. How do you say it? Is it MC Bet the Beach or is it McBet the Beach?
Oh man, the horses are second to harness horses with the weird names.
Yeah, I like MC Bet the Beach.
I'm gonna
Chon Barrera.
I'm gonna have to.
He works in the barn next to our barn. I like Chon.
Well, I like the open claiming 7,500. It ran allowance 14,000. Without any condition at your track that you run at. What's that one?
Belterra Park.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Didn't do too well there. Last two out of three, it stumbled. It broke out.
There's bumping and stumbling in every quarter.
I know, race. But he's a little wacko. Last five out of the six races, he's had issues. So getting out of the two-hole, I don't know how that's going to go. I don't like the inside rail that much. You know what? With me here, I'm going to go total outside maybe. Uh-huh. No, I can't go all that outside. They're all village idiots outside. So, you know what? I'm either going to go real inside here, and that's the one-horse DF Paint Country Joe. That's what the hell's wrong with that?
Shrimp's brother.
That Shrimp's brother? No. You son of a bitch.
No. Where do they get these names?
BDF Paint Country Joe. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. You go with the two. Man, that's a hell of a way to finish off your pick four.
Yeah. BDF Paint Country Joe over MC Bet the Beach.
Yeah. Say
that real fast 10 times.
Yeah, Painter Country. Okay, well, forget it. All right, that's what I got. I got the one, you got the two. And, folks, when's the open up? When's the gates open up there?
7:30.
First post. I think the gates open at 6. 6 o'clock.
Party at the park, baby.
Party at the park. When's a good time to get out there for party at the park?
Get there about 6.
6?
Get in line, get your wristband. Have you a couple pops.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, man. Since having the surgery, I can't have any booze for another two and a half weeks. What's that?
That's the race.
You pulled it up?
Got it.
You actually did race someone.
I'm not kidding you. In the park, I told you it was in the parking lot.
You're not lying. Well, let me see it real quick. I'll give a play-by-play of how he did here, folks. I don't want to hear any volume here, though. I'm taking the volume off here. All right, let's see how he did here. All right, he's lying. There they go. Look at you. He's rumbling. He's stumbling. He's got the toilet paper all over him there at the end.
That was the finish line.
Now, of course, it's the finish line. It wasn't from you running out of the Johnny on the spot there. All right, folks, good luck with all your bets. Make them all winners. And even if you're not, just, you know what, make a show pools out there with your buddies. Make something happen. It's always a good time. You could take $10 out there, and you could still make a whole fun night. You can't do that at a casino. At a racetrack like Fairmont Park, you could have a real good time with you and your friends. Take care. We'll see you next time out.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmontparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.